This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid rip this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off. You're a huge fucking cop.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now... Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon... in me! Ooh! Woosa! Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
We are live. Oh, yeah. One of those. It's, of course, on the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio, 718-577-1389 or 1-718-577-1-FUCKS. F-U-X. 1-F-U-X. It's real. I looked it up. That's a thing.
I know.
Yeah, 577-1360 is not the number, because I just said the wrong shit while I was looking at the thing. It's 577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show.
We're all on our internet now.
Well, I was double-checking because Joe's phone... Was that Joe's phone that went off, Billy?
Yes.
Thank you. Right as soon as I'm about to crack the mic, Joe's phone goes off.
I'm sorry.
So I didn't know what was that. And then we're waving at Joe, and then he waves back like a doof. He goes, hey!
I just was saying hello.
Hi, everybody.
I just wanted to wave to
it's
everybody.
It's me, Joe.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks. Just me, a performing seal.
There we are.
Here to amuse you. Yeah. Let me entertain you. Yep. Oh, man. Also, we are live in the Facebook Live suite. Is active and ready to go. Tons of people in there. Mark is in there. Raphael's in there. Jamie's in there. Mike is in there. Danielle is in there. Al Riverdurci is in there as well. Al. My future entertainment lawyer is in there. From Michael, damn, I was going through the tunnel. Gonna lose you. Don't lose us. Hold on to us. Make sure it works for you. We should be, you know, we should have tunnel powers.
We should. We should.
We should be able to have tunnel powers and make sure that we can work so we know that we can keep with you all night long. That's why we're here for you.
All night long.
And Wendy the Retard also joining us as well. Gabriella, we got a lot of people.
Yeah, Trish is in there.
Hi, Trish. I didn't see you there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Girl. Were you having an epileptic fit now, baby? I didn't see you there. Why are you shaking?
I'm hoping she's feeling well.
Why are you shaking?
That's my imaginary girlfriend.
She did. Well, you probably have more of a shot with her than anyone else in the Facebook Live suite.
I don't have a shot with anybody.
I think if she would overlook the fact that you've been married for so long, Joseph.
Yeah, 52 years.
I honestly believe.
Yeah.
That she would at least put your penis in her mouth.
You think so?
I think that Trish would do that for you.
I think she would.
I think that she would at least.
Eat me.
Exactly. I think she would at least blow you.
Well, yeah.
That's just my personal belief. I mean, Trish, you can negate that. You can tell us that we're wrong on that. But I believe that Trish would ingest your meat. Your meaty thermos, which we've learned before the show, is below average, the same as mine.
Wendy's threatening me.
Wendy the Retard, Joe, you...
Bloot? What's a bloot?
You bloot? I have no clue. Watch out. I will beat you I will beat you with a... With, I think she's trying to say gun, but she said gin.
A gin?
I will beat you with a gin?
Joe, you brute. Watch out. I will beat you with a gun.
It's a gun, but that's not gun. She didn't write gun, nor did she write brute.
No. But, you know.
I know. Billy speaks retard.
He can read it, and he speaks it.
Anyway, she wrote LOL after, which is the bigger race. Any threat you make, you say LOL,
it is the greatest thing that was ever invented, because you can just say, you can write something.
Fuck you.
And then
LOL.
you can wait for a reaction. No, see, what you the better thing to do is you write like, hey, Joe, go fuck yourself. Oh, and then you send it, and you wait a second, and you go, eh, that was harsh. LOL. Oh. And you just put the LOL, and you sprinkle it in.
You're okay.
And then you're okay, because you've covered your own ass. Because
I love it.
When someone gets mad, you go, but I said LOL.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's humorous.
I said LOL. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
I mean,
can't you take a joke?
Well, it's like the people that say no offense before they say something offensive.
Oh, yeah.
No offense. Danny, your face looks like a piece of shit.
Well, I like to say,
but I said no offense.
Well, what they say? So, well, I mean this in the nicest way, you son of a bitch.
I mean this in the nicest way. Your dick's too small.
Yeah, something like that.
And I was like, Mom, why are you in my room?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
That's like they say, but is the bigger. You're a wonderful guy, but.
Nick, our Canadian Unified Network technician, said that Trish would blow you, but it needs to have frosting on it first.
I'm willing.
So that's a very good point.
I'm willing.
That he's willing to take. He is willing. He will take it for the team. He will take an epileptic blowjob from epileptic Trish now.
And he won't even buy the dollar store.
No.
Stuff. He'll get real stuff.
Wait, but here's the thing, Joe.
Betty
knowing
Crocker, huh?
Knowing what you know now
about
Trish's head condition, would you stick your dick in the pencil sharpener? I mean, there's a chance she's going to bite your dick off because she might have a fit during the blowjob.
I think she's too nice a person to do that.
She can't stop it because she's nice. She can't go, oh, I like Joe,
you mean it's
so I'm not going to have an epileptic fit.
Oh,
if she has an epileptic fit, she's just going to have an epileptic fit. Yeah. So if you stuck your dick inside of the mouth of a girl with an epileptic fit, you're sticking your dick in a pencil sharpener the size of a human head.
Yes.
Probably with the same brain capacity.
Yes,
disco ball and flashing lights, and you probably have a good chance.
Oh, okay.
That's how Joe does foreplay. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Marissa in there, of course. The DVD Rich is in there as well.
Hi, Giggles.
Giggles. Hello, Billy.
Hello. You better say hello, Billy.
She says, Giggles.
She says, hello, everyone.
I heard
hello,
you.
Hello,
I heard he moved a box in last week.
Woo!
One box.
He's one box away from still living in the place he still lives.
What? I'm getting there.
He's getting there one sock at a time.
I will get there, no, honey.
I always make sure it's a pair.
Why don't you bring over your laundry? That's where it stays.
Giggles, get the kids together. Help. Let the kids help, you know, the guy who sleeps with mommy. Let them help bring the boxes in. Do they call you Billy?
No. I'm going to call you your dad. Hotline. They'll know what to do.
Do they call you, like, guy who plows our mom? What do they say?
Nope, they look at me and go, oh, not you again.
Get out.
This guy. Gotcha.
Which isn't true.
Jesus, are we going to get anything to eat with him around?
Mom, don't you have better taste than that? Jesus.
Boy.
God damn it, Mom.
What's wrong with you, Mom? Yeah. Are you blind?
Yeah. First our dad, now this motherfucker. Yeah. God,
you can do better, Mom.
Jesus. Wow. You know you can work the corner, Mom, and sell it for Christ's sake. Don't give it away free to this guy. God.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You know, in all seriousness, we love Billy.
In all seriousness, we love Billy.
But
I want to see where he's going with this, because I don't know where he's going.
No. Billy's a big potato. Everybody loves him.
He's a big potato?
He is. He's such a cuddly guy.
How is that a fucking... You don't hug a potato.
If I was a girl, I'd want to hug him.
Dude, really? Irish people,
I want to hug
in the beginning of the migration from Ireland to America, did not hug potatoes.
Sure they did.
So why the fuck would you say that he's a potato?
No, mashed potatoes. He's soft.
He calls you soft.
Oh, now I'm soft.
He calls you soft.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
And filled with butter and chives.
No offense, but
you're soft. See how Joe brings it back? Ashley Ham is in here as well. Whoa, I got to move this wire. Hold on for a second. I got to rate your shit.
The fuck you doing?
Well, first off, I walked in today and it was a button that was fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And it like, I'm like, Joe, did you clean again?
Ah, shut the hell up.
No, I swear to God, Joe did. I didn't do it. All right, let me just get that right.
Remind me,
get some fucking
that.
Tape.
I'll fix that after.
And then Joe's teaching me how to use the board I've been using for fucking, I don't know, a decade.
All I said was the trim. It's the white knob at the top.
I know how to touch the trim with the white knob on top. I know.
I didn't know.
Don't start up with me.
Yeah. I learned it from Billy. He taught me how he does it to Giggles.
Well, no. Sometimes the trim knob is red. And sometimes it's gray, you know. So I didn't know if you realized this board had a white.
Eddie knows how to polish knobs.
Hi-yo! I do it well.
Hey, Meathead.
You never hear from the peanut gallery. When he comes in, he's got
zingers. Well, yeah. Zingers. By the way, it's a full load of hot button topics today. So if you want to be a part of the show, we're being real interactive today because we had a guest and then they canceled.
Yeah, what happened?
So, well, things moved around. It's live radio. People, comedians have to work.
And it's raining.
At certain times, and it's raining, and every other excuse I've ever heard, because it's live radio. It's what happens.
Okay.
So we don't fucking fret. Well, we're like the Boy Scouts. We're not taking girls into. But we're also always prepared, so it doesn't really matter.
Why don't you interview Danny? We'll find out something about him. I know him 10 years. I don't know
getting
about
to know
him.
You. Getting to know all.
I like I like holding hands, long walks on the beach.
Puppies. You like puppies.
Oh, Danny, so do I.
Oh, no.
And away we go.
I feel a love connection.
Oh, yes.
Trish says, by the way, she doesn't flail around.
Oh, no.
When she has a seizure, she usually just zones out.
Okay.
She gets wide eyes and becomes unresponsive. Trish, that's you normally.
That sounds like my wife.
Are you always in a state of fucking seizure? You always are wide-eyed and don't unresponsive.
Unresponsive, yeah.
Yeah, like,
people call that a Friday or a Saturday night.
That's Tony Clifton.
How many times have we talked to you and you legitimately were wide-eyed and unresponsive? Every fucking time you call the show.
Well, now we know why.
Trish, in the beginning of our heyday, when we were in the on the Philly-Jersey border, when we were at WNJZ, Renaissance Radio.
That's right.
Trish would call.
Yeah.
All right? Trish was dubbed the worst fucking caller
ever. She came down to the station one time.
She did.
Yeah.
But that was because we were throwing a party.
On our second anniversary?
Shazam!
Well, that was, we were having, no, we, well, yeah, but that was when we did Hamstock, and we did Hamstock for, I forgot how many hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hamstock was.
Around the clock.
I remember driving my Jeep back home with Piney in the car and almost crashing seven times. I was so fucking tired.
I know, yeah.
We should have got a limo when we were going to drink. But when we were up all night like literally three states away from our homes.
Yeah.
We didn't get a car to drive us.
That was crazy.
We drove ourselves like idiots. And I almost hit the guardrail. I remember vividly almost falling asleep while Piney went.
Thank God I wasn't with you.
It wouldn't have been the first time.
No. Well, I had hit a guardrail last time.
You did.
I flipped the car over down a ravine. There's a difference.
We used to call them tumbles, remember?
Did they call it Clayton's Ravine?
No, it wasn't. It's not where the school teacher went in there. Back to the Future reference. Look it up.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, enough from Joe. No, because I'm trying to say, you got Nick in there, and then we got Creed, and we got Jack. Dude, you remember Jack from Pathmark, Joe? Billy,
sure, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
is
I
in there.
Jack.
Yes, Jack is hanging out with us.
The elevator
Facebook
man.
Live suite.
He's now
is he an elevator man? My aunt from Florida is watching the show.
Wow.
That's a good thing. And Matt is also in there as well.
You have ants in Florida?
I have ants. Wow. We sprayed, but we have ants.
Yes.
I don't know. We have so much to get into. I don't know if we want to do. Do we want to unveil the newest cast member, Danny? How much time we got till we got to go to break?
We got a good 10 minutes.
All right, so we can do this now. Last week on the show,
I've got something to show you.
Thank you. Oh. Last week on the show, we had Rosie the robot.
That's right.
And then Billy got out of mothballs and shit, and he put her back together, and she really wasn't working properly.
Yeah.
So, very cavalier on the show, we mentioned, hey, we should get one of those stupid Echo Dot things to have in the studio.
Bullshit.
Yeah, shut up, Rosie. We should get. She's all pissed because she's now getting thrown out, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. She's out.
Maybe we're
tired of her shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll keep her around so she can have a conversation.
Yeah.
But we did.
What was she doing?
At expense to Danny, who went out and purchased this, we did go out and purchase, Danny purchased. I don't want to say we because we didn't do shit. Danny just showed up with it. Today.
Guys, I'm going home.
Rosie, be quiet. We did go out and get a Alexa. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:17 p.m.
Damn right.
Where?
On the East Coast.
Yeah.
So we now have a way to systematically check our work when I ask like somebody to look something up. So if I go, Alexa, who passed away today?
Wednesday, October 25th, 2017 is the date of death of Luke Wongkwayu and Jim Welch.
Okay, but who, Alexa, did Fats Domino die today?
No. Wednesday, October 25th, 2017 is not the date of death of Fats Domino.
Are you sure?
No, did he die last night?
Bitch.
And we're only hearing about it now?
Alexa.
Like, is that, no, I know that, but what I'm asking is, he died today, right?
I think it was yesterday.
See, now, can we get our money back, right? Alexa. When did Fats Domino die?
Fats Domino's date of death is Tuesday, October 24th, 2017.
She's fucking literal.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is she literal.
You literal bitch.
you literal bitch.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. She's like my wife.
No, she's more talkative.
Yeah, sure.
And this one might sleep with you.
Yeah. You got to change.
She's a dumb bitch.
Hey, Rosie, can you stop?
Hey, ask if she sent me any nude pictures.
Alexa, do you have any nude pictures?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
She doesn't know that one, Joe, so she doesn't have any nude pictures for you.
Ask if she would send me any. Maybe she has other
pictures. Anybody other than Joe via the Facebook Live or call us up have a question that you want to ask Alexa?
I want to ask her a question.
What do you want to ask her, Joe?
Do you have any nude pictures?
What?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. I'm not sure that Rosie keeps talking. The timing of this bit sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because the person working the puppet, the puppeteer doesn't work well.
Yeah. Alexa. Alexa, Joe is gay.
Sorry, I don't know that.
That's right. You don't know that, you bitch.
But now everybody else does, because you just said so.
Either does Joe.
That's right.
The only person that knows that Joe is gay is his boyfriend and his dry cleaner.
I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Alexa.
Yes.
How much does anal sex cost?
I can only make purchases for Amazon Prime members.
Oh.
By joining Prime, you can shop with me, get exclusive deals, so listen to millions of songs.
I can't purchase anal on the on
Would
Amazon Prime.
Would you like
Prime?
To hear more no, about my special Prime. Prime offer?
No.
Ask
no problem.
Buy it,
Voice ordering and my deals are exclusively available for Prime members.
Alexa,
Would
shut
like
up.
Me to add anal sex to Eddie's Amazon card
instead?
She
got mad and beeped at me. What, Joe?
Ask her if we could buy sex on Amazon.
Alexa.
Welcome to the
Can we purchase sex?
There are 10 games later today. At 7 p.m. Eastern, Denver Nuggets play Charlotte Hornets.
All
Minnesota
right. This thing works as well as fucking
Rosie.
Pistons. What the hell?
Houston Rockets play Philadelphia 76ers. Would you like to hear more?
No! Shut the fuck up!
Okay. Come back later to listen to live NBA games.
Wonderful.
Okay.
We don't have the rights to play them, so I'm not playing them.
She's just a cunt.
I know she is, but so are you, Rosie.
Ask her who's going to win the World Series.
Alexa, who's going to win the World Series?
The Astros are good, but the Dodgers are better. Houston's offense will keep them in it, but LA's bullpen will be the X factor. I'm excited to see how it all plays out, but my prediction is that the Commissioner's Trophy will be living it up in La La Land at the end of the series.
All right, right now she does better sports than Billy. I just want to bring that up.
I want to know something. Alexa, how can you see anything? You have no eyes.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Wait, hold on. You guys have to learn how to speak to her.
Hey,
Alexa.
Nick says the audio is not going out over the
air. Do you have eyes?
I don't have a body.
Thank you. Why is it not coming
See?
Out? How is it not coming out over the air?
I don't know.
Maybe it's one of those. Remember how we had some stuff that Danny did that I was playing on my computer would never go through to
everybody
else?
Yeah, but it's plugged in and it's ready to go here. And it's lined
right.
in. And
we,
everything.
We did the same thing.
And I'm getting levels from her, so I should be able
is
to
Is
it
an auxiliary out?
What do you mean?
I don't know where he's got it plugged in.
Danny's got it plugged into some hole. Let's see. Live on air fixing.
Yes.
Do it. Wait, hold on. We got a phone call.
Do it during the commercial.
Do it during the commercial.
I know what's wrong with it.
You know what's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn it. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
This is Magic Mike. What's up, boys?
Hi, Mike. What up, buddy?
Like every woman in your life, Uncle Eddie, they don't want to talk to you, baby. Alexa says, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but this bitch won't even, you know, I could jerk off in front of her, and I could pull a total Weinstein, and she's not going to sue me. So.
Yeah.
Give it time.
There's a plus. I could even pull a fucking O'Reilly and fucking rubber body with falafel.
Yeah, but you have to give it $30
million. No, well, that's if we settle.
Okay.
Mike, what's up?
O'Reilly Auto Parts, yeah. So I guess that's where that is. I just wanted to say what's up, guys. I just want to say I have the answer to the question. Who's going to win the World Series?
Well, according to Alexa, she did say that it's going to be Los Angeles. It's going to be the Dodgers.
Yep.
It's my pick. I picked them yesterday, and I think they're going to win in seven. I know it's not going to the World Series. The Yankees. They're not going.
Well, yeah, okay, but they lost by a little bit, and no one thought they were going to get as far as they were getting anyway, for Christ's sake. They made it all the way to the finals.
That's what all the losers
say. No, I know. I know. All the Yankee fans out there were upset, and they were heartbroken, but it's they were playing with house money, so.
Yeah, so they can't really lose.
Well, they didn't show up the last two games. They just kind of, gave in, and that's it.
All right, but what about all the fucking Dodgers fans? It's 100 degrees out there. I mean, during the fucking World Series, they're going to see fastballs, they're going to see curveballs, and then they're going to see sweaty balls.
Yeah.
Because they're going to bat wing the whole fucking game, and I wouldn't want to be there anyway.
Is that why Mary Hart's sitting right behind there with Larry King?
Damn right. Damn right. Who wants
Larry.
Who wants to go to the World Series when it's 108 in the fucking shade?
No way.
All right, I wouldn't want to go anyway.
You're
so I think the Yankees
game.
Threw the fucking game because they didn't want to get heat stroke.
They wanted to go home.
I think it's a possibility.
I believe that. That's probably what that is about. I wouldn't want to sit. You're right. I wouldn't want to sit there in 100 degrees weather in L.A. To watch the Dodgers in the World Series.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers are definitely going to... I think the Dodgers right now are a better team anyway. I don't know why we're doing sports, but we're doing sports now.
That's because I had to bring it up. Well, you brought it up first with Alexa.
No, Alexa brought it up. This twat that's not even hooked up correctly, that you guys can't hear her yet.
Yeah.
But you will hear her in the next segment, all right? We guarantee that.
She is broken.
Throughout the... Shut up, Rosie!
Yeah.
Throughout the whole fucking show.
Well,
wait, does everyone hear Rosie? Can we get a reading on this seance? Can everyone hear Rosie?
Yeah. I heard Rosie.
All right, because Rosie's a twat.
She is broken.
Shut the fuck up, Rosie.
Eat me, Rosie.
Yeah, fucking... You're lucky that you're still working. Danny has an unsafe fucking, you know, extension cord wrapped in a Band-Aid holding you together right now.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right? You twat. You fucking bitch. Nuts and bolts, bitch.
Bitch.
So, all right. So, well, we've come to the conclusion that the Yankees are out of the World Series and the Dodgers are going to win. That's what we've learned.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I think. I mean, Houston's a good team, but, you know, for Houston to have it the whole way and then hold on to it and then win, and I don't know, they're a good team. It's just that I see the Dodgers winning it.
Well, we'll find out tonight because we're going into Game 3 tonight.
Oh, it's Game 2 tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, it's Game 2?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. Who cares? I'm not even watching it anyway. Baseball's boring.
Anyway, Mike.
You know what happens when the Dodgers win the World Series, right?
No.
What?
Daryl Strawberry does a no-show. He gets high and that's it.
Strawberry gets high every goddamn day.
I know he's still around.
He's still getting high. Don't listen to the fucking hype.
Oh, God.
It's bullshit. God. Well, Billy, ask me a question because we got to get out of here.
No, I was going to say, would the Astros be this good if they were still in the American League?
Ooh.
I mean, in the National League?
Shit talking.
If they were in the National League still?
Billy was trying to shit talk you, but he forgot how to do it.
No, I'm just inquiring.
There's
no shit talking.
That
I'm
was shit talking. You tried to shit talk him.
No,
we gave you the ooh at the end. Me and Joe tried to help out your bit,
yeah.
And then you screwed up on fucking side there.
It's not a bit.
Yeah, he kind of went the other. He kind of went the other way with it. Yeah, he kind of like. They set you up for a field goal, and you didn't kick it good.
Yeah, well, that's what we heard about Billy.
The laces were out.
We know that Billy fucking goes the other way sometimes.
What did he say? The who's are out?
He said laces out, bitch. She said laces out.
Oh, laces out. Oh.
Well, if they were still in the National League, would they be as good? I'm just inquiring. Yeah, I don't know, I don't pay attention.
I don't know. I don't think so, because I don't know. No, I don't think so, because they weren't good for years, and then all of a sudden they got hot when they went to the American League. So I think you're right, Billy. I don't think they would be good.
So does it have something to do with the DH rule, perhaps?
The dickhead rule?
Yes, I was going to say that. Damn it, man. You took my line.
I'm too fast for you, kid. I knew a guy one time, by the way, he put the lasers out. I believe his name was Ray Finkel. And he screwed it up, and he lost. The Dolphins, he made them lose the Super Bowl, Billy. Made them lose. I heard about it. And then they brought in an actual Dolphin named Snowflake, and then there was a guy on the Dolphins snorting snowflakes in a meeting while talking to a stripper. It all comes back around. It all comes
back around. Wasn't Finkel with Einhorn, wasn't it?
Einhorn was Finkel. Finkel was Einhorn. Come on, people. Let's work this shit out. Mike, thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, guys. I'll speak to you soon. Take care, guys.
Take care. Comb your hair. It's the Ham Radio. Do you see how crazy, Danny, I get? Take care. Comb your hair. Because he's bald. You see?
Who's bald?
It's loony. Amazing. It's crazy. 577-1360-718. Before that, it is not the number because I said 1360. Again, I'm playing games with you, people. Mind games. Because it's a full load of hot-button topics. How about you call 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back after these. When Alexa starts to work. Words! Yay!
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping. This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons.
It's Ham Radio with Uncle Lenny. Ah!
Jay-Z!
Yeah, I'm on that Brooklyn. Now I'm on that Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it,
come
here,
on,
I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to come in home.
This is what Joe sings in the shower every morning.
Every morning.
Like clock. Come on.
560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street.
It's the Ham Radio Show. So slow, but part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Jay-Z, Alicia Keys. I live on New York. My boys with me. Say what up to, but this ain't Jay-Z. I don't even know what version this is.
That's getting a wrong person. I couldn't tell you.
This ain't Jay-Z. Come on. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Yeah, this ain't the fucking, I don't know what this is. When Danny comes back, remember to ask him. Because that ain't Jay-Z at all. 718-5. What the fuck? Again with this fucking shit?
Yeah, I'm on stop too.
This fucking thing. How did you get me a fucking... First off, Danny, I know we got to do this again. Wait, hold on. We'll do it again. But the fucking... Number one, this is not Jay-Z, so I don't know why the fuck the live video stopped. Because it says that we have publishing rights. That's not Jay-Z that's singing. So I don't even know what the fuck was going on. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. So what do we got to do here, Danny? How do I stop? Does it when the thing's off? Does it go back on?
No, because I don't think
it says retry later.
Yeah, because I just think it's an error.
There was an error publishing.
Go away. I'm busy.
Shut up. There was an error publishing your live video
right
to the news feed. Please check your connection and camera retry later. So does that mean there was a because of the song?
No.
Ask Alexis, maybe she'll.
So that means so what do I? Can I just fucking?
You got to refresh and start over.
Can I backtrack? Where's the fucking refresh over here?
Yeah.
So this is it.
Reload.
We're finished.
Well, we're not done yet. We ain't stopping. We got a full day of hot button topics.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
We're doing it. Calm down, people. It's what we do. We got you covered. It's the Ham Radio Show live here.
We're only halfway through. There it's only going to get better.
There we go. Can we just go live in here? Write something nice to the people, and then we'll fucking just say, hey, we're back. Billy fucked it up. That's what I would write.
Yeah, I think
we'll blame Joe. Do you want to blame Joe or Billy?
No, Billy.
Blame me.
Ham Radio is back. Is live again. Billy fucked it up. That's what you should write. Billy fucked it up. He got the wire.
Offensive.
He got the wire caught in his ponytail.
Irrelevant.
That's good. He got the wire caught in his ponytail. All right, let's see. We're going live back here. Three.
You're a jerk.
Two.
You know that?
We are jerks. There we go. All right, so everybody, we're back up. We have a second video now, because why the hell not? Because why? Because you ain't going to stop me, Mark Zuckerberg. We're going to make shit happen.
Yeah,
oh, that's still playing. So the thing that's going to cancel our shit eventually. Why the way, that was not Jay-Z. Where did you get that cut of that song?
On YouTube.
That is so not, that wasn't Jay-Z at all. That, like, literally, I started coming in, I'm like, oh, it's Jay-Z. And I'm like, Alicia Keys. And blah, blah, blah. And then I start hearing the rapper.
There
and I'm
must
like,
be some mistake.
That dude's white. There's no way this is Jay-Z.
I think it was just a shitty audio.
Just shitty audio quality?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Everybody's back. Everybody's coming back slowly but surely to the Facebook Live suite located conveniently on my page. I have no clue what the fuck happened, but we lost service and then we got service back. So everybody calm down. It's what we do. By the way, can we talk about Danny? Can you find that thing for me? we got to talk Harvey Weinstein for a minute. It's one of the biggest stories out there, but I think I got a couple of different angles here.
Well, didn't somebody else get nabbed at it too?
Well, another director, which I don't have the name right in front of me, but let's stay on one fucking asshole at a time, Billy. We can only do so much here. We have the Danny. I'm going to mute you just in case shit's going to come up. All right. We got Harvey Weinstein has a new accuser, by the way, who says that he orally forced himself on her.
Ooh.
Okay, the new alleged victim of Harvey Weinstein has come forward during a press conference in New York City. Former production assistant Mimi Haleai. Can you say Haleai with me?
No.
Haleai.
Who appeared alongside attorney Gloria Allred, of course. Has to be Gloria Allred.
Who else?
Claimed that Weinstein orally forced himself on her while she was menstruating back in 2006.
Wow.
This is the chick that supposedly, what I've heard...
he got his wings?
Well, yeah. Well, not only did he get his wings, but he fucking took no for an answer, obviously.
Oh.
Didn't take no for an answer, I'm sorry. And then decided to pull the tampon out that she had. She said, point blank, after like advances... She said, no, dude, I'm fucking on my period. He said pretty much like if it was a grenade, I don't care. Pulled it out and started doing stuff to her. That's,
maybe he was feeling low on iron that day.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he needed some zinc. I don't know what's up. Meanwhile, actress Dominique Hulette has filed a lawsuit against the Weinstein Company, claiming the mogul also forced oral sex on her in 2010. As far as 50 women now. 50
wow.
women
I
have
it was
accused.
60. I thought it was 60.
Well, we're at 50, according to the Hollywood Reporter, who's saying that the mogul is definitely sexual harassing these women and assaulting these women.
Wow.
It is a pretty heinous thing that I'm hearing.
You know, the only one who hasn't been assaulted by Harvey Weinstein is
Gloria Allred.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why who the hell would assault her? She's probably guilty of assaulting guys. And
by the way, I just got an email. It was because of the song, Danny. Facebook just fucking, I'm going to post a video anyway. They can go fuck themselves.
That's for you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
You a bastard.
Sucked this bird, man.
I'll get it later.
Fucking millionaire. He's worried about our little...
Yeah, our rinky-dink outfit that we have over here.
Got eight people listening to us, and you fucking prick you.
All right, Danny, did you get that audio?
I'm trying to see if this is...
It's the interview. It should be just the two of them assholes on a thing. Ooh. Talking. It should be... that's it. Pause it. Because when you hear the part I'm going to play, because we also have, of course, have a phone call at the same fucking time. Yeah. Hold on for a minute, Danny. It's Ham Radio. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Ow.
Ow.
Hey, little baby.
Al Reverdurci. Hold on for a second, Al, because I want to play something. Yeah. All right, because I have to I have to play. Al, stay on the line, though. I want your opinion as well.
Yeah.
I got to play this bit. We have Matt Damon and George Clooney,
yeah,
two men who were involved with Harvey Weinstein. They got interviewed by Michael Strahan on GMA the other day.
Wow.
Now, you got to hear this for 1 second, because here comes that other angle I was talking about where I feel that something is amiss. Danny, hit the button.
I'm her mentor.
Yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal. But, I mean, if you have a problem...
Of course, a clip of Good Will Hunting has to play.
And we shot it in 97. And I did 5 movies in quick succession. He signed me up for a 3-picture deal. And I didn't work with him again after that. But I was there kind of at the... That was the height of his power. And what you knew back then was... I mean, you had to spend about 5 minutes with him to know that he was a bully. He was intimidating. That was his...
All right, Danny, pause.
That was his legend. That was his whole...
All right, number one, try to rewind it. I want to see if we can get Clooney talking, because the first thing out of Clooney's mouth is the point I wanted to make. Okay, Matt.
Okay.
You knew that he was a fucking bully. You knew that he was a sexist piece of shit. You knew that he did all these things behind the scenes. Now, you also signed, if you remember, what he just said was he did a 3-picture deal he was signed to, but he did 5 movies with Weinstein. Okay? Everyone write this shit down, because you got to pay attention. He had a 3-picture deal, but still did 5 movies with this guy who was a bully, who was this, that, and the other.
It's your boys' club.
You got Clooney at the beginning of this thing, Danny?
No, it starts off with him, only Matt Damon.
Fast forward then past Damon. See if
I didn't necessarily believe him.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, rewind it right there. Rewind it a little bit, because this is the part I need to fucking. I need everyone to hear this shit. This is the part that annoys the fuck out of me. Danny, hit the button.
Incredibly respectfully, always, Harvey would talk to me about women that he'd had affairs with. I didn't necessarily believe him, quite honestly, because to believe him would be to believe kind of the worst of some actresses who were friends of mine. And I didn't really think that they were going to have affairs with Harvey, quite honestly, and clearly they didn't. But
okay, here's the part that fucking annoys me. George Clooney, Matt Damon, both know how much of an asshole this guy is. They both know. Clooney, Damon, are privy to information that we're not privy to. Because I didn't hang out with Harvey Weinstein, as far as I know.
No.
Joe, you hanging out with Harvey Weinstein?
No, I used to, but not anymore.
You fucking 8 girls while wearing a bathrobe?
What?
Anybody here? Nobody?
I had a two-picture deal, but
I did 7 pitches.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my point.
I want to touch my winky.
These two jackoffs who are trying to come off as their fucking, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks now, and because everyone else is, and I'm not saying that Weinstein's not a dickhead. I'm not saying he didn't do all these fucking things. What I'm saying is, don't come out now, assholes, acting as you're the voice of fucking reason, because you were involved. You took money from a guy. Clooney, he told you he was having affairs with these broads. And they were some of which that you knew. You said that they were friends of yours. And you said that you didn't believe him. Why? Because he's a little fat? He's got a beard? Maybe he was, I don't know, like fucking Damon just said, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. Maybe. And we also now have proof, or at least allegations that seem to be all linked together, Joe.
Let me tell you something. The Hollywood and the entertainment industry is the most immoral.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
They have, like, forget about it. These people are, they're like snakes.
No, absolutely. I'm not disputing any of that.
So
when you know, I hold
that's
on.
Why I love when they get up and they say, "Well, we love everybody," and you know, and let all the liberals. They're so liberal.
All
right,
get off the way. Hold on, shut the fuck up, because automatically you're gonna make this politics.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about liberals. I'm talking about these two jagoffs right here.
Yeah.
These two jagoffs are gonna come out because they have to be the voice of reason. They're gonna act as if they knew nothing, nothing of the casting couch debacles
everybody
that was going on.
Everybody on air, you know, so they have to get a little bit of exposure.
I understand that, but you're George Clooney
out.
And you're Matt Damon.
Yeah.
You fucking worked hand in hand with this guy.
Absolutely.
You fucking knew about it. Stop telling people you didn't.
I mean,
stop coming out like you're holier than thou.
Let me tell you something. The only difference between those guys and Harvey Weinstein is they're good looking. So they got the pussy with no problem.
Well, that goes back to my whole discussion about it's only sexual harassment when you look like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not discrediting these women.
If Weinstein looked like Matt Damon,
there would have been pussy flying everywhere.
They wouldn't believe the
but
women.
But you can't say that because then you're wrong.
Of course.
Because then you're fucking, you're totally attacking the fucking victims.
Yeah.
We're not. There are definitely women that, there were victims, and there were definitely women that some of which went willingly, quite frankly.
And
Did they want to go? Yes. Was it 100% willingly? No. But some of them we know now have gotten money for it. All right, get out of here, you fool.
I think some of them did it on purpose just so they could advance their career.
I got Al on the phone. I don't need another fucking phone call.
Hey,
God damn it.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, how's my buddy?
There you go.
Yes, son of a bitch.
But Al, what do you think? Am I wrong here? I mean, is Matt Damon and George Clooney trying to play Monday morning quarterback and trying to go, look at us, we had nothing to do with this?
Yeah, the crazy part is I actually went over a case with this in torts class where there was these plaintiffs that had their kids go over a neighbor's house, and for almost an entire year, like, it turned out that, you know, the neighbor was sexually abusing both of their daughters.
Wow.
And not only did they file a negligence case against the neighbor, but they also filed a negligence case against the guy's wife because they were asking, like, oh, like, if there's been sexual abuse like this for like a year, she should be negligent too for not realizing that, like, hey, these guys are sexually abusing people. And so that reminds me of how, like, okay, Harvey Weinstein would be like the abuser, and the wife in this case would be like Matt Damon and George Clooney, who's probably, you know, he definitely knew Weinstein for more than a year.
Yeah, but Al, wait, if we're gonna go on those bases, can we subpoena half of fucking Hollywood?
Yeah.
Because it was Courtney Love at the roast of Charlie Sheen. Or either the roast of Charlie Sheen, or I think it was Pam Anderson, one of the two roasts on Comedy Central, said point blank, somebody asked her on the red carpet, what would you say to like a new Hollywood starlet when she's trying to make it in Hollywood? What would you tell her? What words of wisdom would you give her? And she said, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to the fucking Four Seasons at 3 a.m, don't go. That was what she said. So it's not like this wasn't a knowledgeable shit that everybody knew was going on. And let's also bring up the fact that the casting couch, have we never heard of the fucking thing? Have we never heard of the casting couch? It's only been in existence since, I don't know, Chaplin was fucking around.
Chaplin?
You know what I mean? Like,
Shakespeare.
Well, that wasn't really a couch. It was just a fucking, it was a bale of hay behind the stage. But what I'm saying, though, is you cannot tell me that, and I'm not, yet again, I'm not discrediting these women. They were assaulted by this asshole. That's not my point. My point is, everyone in Hollywood is pretty much the fucking blame. Corey Feldman is now in the news because when he was telling people that people were touching kids in Hollywood, everyone laughed at him. They chuckled at him. They said, you're a fucking goonie. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker was assaulted by, so I'm not saying he was assaulted by Weinstein, but he was assaulted. So how the fuck are you going to tell me that this, like, you're not knowledgeable of this? You knew this, and especially, like, a Matt Damon. Like, for example, Matt Damon, 3-pitcher deal, but stays on to do fucking 2 more pitchers. So the power of money, the power of the dollar, was obviously more than giving a shit about women. You didn't care.
Well, that, and if you don't see it, it doesn't happen.
No, but Clooney said he didn't believe it.
Right, he didn't believe it.
But instead, if you thought there was a little, even a bit, Billy.
Right.
Even a drop of fucking factual anything to this. When you look at the fact that he had the skill and the ability because he had the money, he was one of the hottest dudes in Hollywood.
Right.
And what I mean hot, not by his look. He looked like a walrus wearing a suit.
He was the one that was going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Make you a star.
Miramax was the number one fucking place out there for all those indie cool fucking flicks. So how are you going to act as if you didn't know? You fucking knew. Yeah. And if you did know Clooney, even if you had a drop, there was a drop of fucking maybe. A drop of maybe in your fucking heart and soul.
Sure.
Go find these women and ask them if they're okay.
Inquire
and see if they're okay, motherfucker. My future entertainment lawyer Al.
Right now, phone,
yeah, they totally took the side of the wife because they like the thing is Weinstein, he's just so high up in the ivory tower that like especially when somebody like Corey Feldman, you know, this guy was a child actor, he came up and then in 2013 when he laid that piece that, you know, people like Weinstein, they've been doing this and people laugh him off about this. It's just that like all this stuff it can like raise up so high, but like it won't touch Weinstein. But thankfully, finally, something happened, and that ivory tower came crashing down, right. And now everything's starting to cut loose right
but
there.
But Al, the worst part of this because I got to cut you off in a little bit because we got to go to break.
Yeah,
but I want to get your opinion on this because you're fucking my future entertainment lawyer. Mm-hmm. Is the in his fucking contract in Weinstein's contract? It clearly stated every time there was an allegation he had to pay. They knew that he was doing this shit.
Right. So there was a corrupt lawyer somewhere that took it and put it into the paperwork so it would go through and it wouldn't be a big deal.
But do you imagine having a contract, Billy? In your contract, it says, if you finger a bitch, you got to give us 78 grand.
Right.
Do you understand, like, that the insanity that you're saying right now?
And once you have money coming out of your ass, you don't know what to do with.
Yes, but that
you
money.
Don't give a fuck.
But, dude, do you understand? Yeah, but do you understand? But, Billy, you're not understanding. It's a circle jerk. That money goes back to Miramax. He makes that money back anyway.
Right.
So where the fuck is. Where the fuck. Why even. But why even put it in the contract? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, this way, it's done. It's paid off. Boom. And, you know.
Dude, do you realize that contract in a court of law would be ripped to shreds?
Well.
By fucking my entertainment lawyer, Al?
Well.
We'd rip it and be like, Your Honor, in the contract it says he can stick his dick in women.
Somewhere there is an entertainment lawyer that did make this and go over it.
Yes, but when I'm saying when this goes to trial, eventually he's going to go to trial. You have 50 women coming forward. This is even more than Cosby right now. Because I think he was doing it for longer.
I wonder if he had a club.
It's the Just Us League.
Joe, seriously, a lot of people think there is this whole child molestation thing. Yeah. That
well, that's NAMBLA.
The other ones bringing
stop passing women around. Hey, go see her. Yeah.
No, they say that's why like Chris Cornell and the guy from what's that?
Wait, who said what now?
I'm trying to get there.
No, I'm trying to make it legal wise because we got Al on the phone, and you're saying you threw out Chris Cornell. You just threw his name out, and what was the fact?
Feldman, right? He's saying about the child molestation,
yes.
All of that. Now people have said there's a ring of this shit been going on forever. Chris Cornell, the guy from Linkin Park,
allegedly
they were working on. Exposing that shit.
I know, but you have to say allegedly. There's a ring going on. You're just saying, and then you're saying people's names in Hollywood that are not associated with the ring, but trying to bring down the ring. You gotta say allegedly there was a ring. We don't know if there was a ring. There could have been a ring. If you blow into Billy's ring, sometimes that happens.
They were going after the alleged ring.
Okay,
and
there you go.
That's why they ended up dead. So now you expect to find.
So you're saying that they
Feldman
were allegedly
dead.
Going after this alleged ring,
right?
They and they allegedly were murdered,
shit. Right?
Because of the alleged ring, right? All right.
Ooh, and now you got the other guy, James Toback, the director.
That's the other. Now, by the way,
he has more than 200 women accusing him.
Yeah. Well, let's see who breaks the record. My whole thing is that we're now dealing with. It's giving a bad name. These Hollywood bearded fat perverts are ruining it for regular fat bearded perverts like myself.
Yeah.
You're ruining it for me. Because now when people see like me, they'll come out and be like, oh, look, he's like Harvey Weinstein. Like, if I go outside in my robe, Al.
That's true.
And it happens to catch a breeze.
Yeah.
And my ball bag gently flaps out.
The balloon. The balloon.
Yes. It can look like a balloon.
It is balloon.
It is balloon. You want to touch my balloon?
It's the play, boss. The play.
I'm just
dealing with one smart son of a bitch.
Thank you. I'm just saying.
Yes.
That it's bad for perverts like me.
Of course.
I wave the pervert banner proud. Yeah. I'm a pervert with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
I never, when I'm with a woman, if she says no, I take that first no and I go, maybe.
You can't.
No. I take that first no and I say, you're absolutely right, we're done.
Yeah.
I don't fucking pull out a tampon from a vagina like Harvey Weinstein when he plucked one out.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry, it's okay. I'll plug it with my nose.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Ed's going to have to stop riding the subway in his bathrobe now.
I don't ride the subway in my bathrobe.
Oh, yeah, your ball bag's hanging.
Buses.
Buses.
Not subways.
Not subways.
Yeah.
Because buses, you can sit, you can get in the back, it's very quiet, the seats are softer, it's way better.
Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Oh, Al, by the way.
No problem. I just wanted to say, like, one more thing. With the contract, if they put in the allegation that, like, say, automatically, like, settle, I would just say they could bring it up as an unconscionable contract when they signed off on it.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
They wouldn't give them a chance to go.
This is why Al's going to be my future entertainment lawyer, because he just ripped apart this fucking contract.
Tell him.
From Harvey Weinstein. It's in his contract. Hey, Article 74 says if I 69 her,
that's right,
forcefully,
I'll say,
then it's okay.
That's right.
And I only have to pay $65,000.
That's right.
Fucking assholes. Thanks, Al.
Bye, Al.
Right, no problem, guys.
Al, say goodbye to Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Fuck you, Joe, as always.
Fuck you, Joe, as always.
Thank you, Al.
I know that Marcus wants to call in. We'll go to break right now.
Yeah.
And we'll let Marcus call in because he thought I yelled at him.
What the
He goes, I'm sorry. And he was laughing.
What did you do?
It's okay. Do you want to see if this works before we go to air?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if this actually works. Okay. Alexa, what's statutory rape?
Statutory rape is sexual activity in which one of the individuals is below the age required to legally consent to the behavior in some common law jurisdictions.
All right, so tell me if you heard that, if you got the definition of statutory rape. When we come back, you can tell us what's going on. It's the Ham Radio Show live on a Wednesday from the unbelievable Bunker Studios.
Corey James says, Alexa, blow me. Well, I guess that means something.
Well, maybe you heard it.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't hear it. Good job, Dan. Because nothing works in the future. We should have probably plotted this out before fucking did it, but we'll figure it out later.
We'll do that eventually.
Just like everything else in this show. Maybe tomorrow.
We'll fly without a net here.
718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay!
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoxals.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming.
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching.
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practice that guitar, Santa. Next time we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
Come on now.
I said that.
Come on.
I said it.
Let's see if this gets us thrown off.
I can do it.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on, people. That white gold, that male fiber, that white gold.
This white gold.
Yeah.
What is white gold? Straight
masterpiece.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Living in Mississippi. Come on, baby. Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're live on FilterRadioNetwork.com. Phone lines now open and ready for you. 718-577-1389.
Hot
damn. Come on. Girl, send you hallelujah. Girl, send you hallelujah. Girl, send you hallelujah. Oh, funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Come on, Billy. Believe me, just watch. Go! 718-577-1389. Where it's a full load of hot button topics for you today. We were talking about Harvey Weinstein. Yep. One of the original. Remember we had this discussion on the show? Where we were talking about how I said, in my personal opinion, that you cannot force a blowjob?
It's very hard, I would think.
I don't see how I'm not knocking these girls again.
You know what I think?
How does he force it? Knee him in the fucking face!
No, I just think some of these girls say that they got the dick in their face and they're like, oh, let me do it and get it over with.
Yeah, but see, if you put your dick, if you try to force a blowjob.
Yeah.
yet again, it's like when we were talking about Trish.
Yeah.
You're sticking your dick in the fucking meat grinder.
Of course.
Why the fuck would you do that to yourself?
I certainly agree.
So why would you even take that chance?
Yeah.
Of fucking do that. Why would you do that?
No, I agree with you. I think it's pretty damn hard. I mean, unless you're beating the girl up, she's afraid, so she does it. Like, you know,
it's insanity to me.
That's what they go on, the fear factor.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
This is Marcus at work.
Oh, Marcus so at work. Why do you sound so pissed off? Because you're at work?
Whoa. Specifically because I'm at work.
Oh. What the fuck? Do these people ever listen to the show?
I don't know.
I can't be home listening to you people and cursing out Joe.
What do you mean by you people?
And I miss it, too, let me tell you.
I can't call you people. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I am a Caucasian American, asshole.
That's right.
You people.
All right, I'm sorry.
Nick, by the way, was the one trying to call in. Nick, RCUNT.
Oh, really?
But he said because everyone's trying to call in, the lines are jammed.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so Marcus, what's up? What's going on, man?
Nothing. I was just listening to that very riveting conversation you guys had about Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
And I totally agree with you on this. Like,
there you go.
I'm not gonna try. I'm not bashing. I'm not bashing the ladies,
exactly.
The actresses that got hurt or whatever. But I do have a problem when people like George Clooney and Matt Damon and even Terry Crews say that they were intimidated and they were assaulted by him.
What?
Especially like Terry Crews. Like Terry Crews is a fucking former NFL football player.
Yeah.
His muscles have muscles.
Yeah, who the fuck is intimidating him?
Squeeze his head, man.
And even Matt Damon, like that's Jason Bourne, and you're telling me you are intimidated by this fat fucking walrus.
Wait, but you do realize he's not Jason Bourne in real life, right?
Yeah.
I know he's not Jason Bourne in real life, but.
Yeah, but they always call a stuntman over to do it.
But they didn't, you know, most of them more than likely didn't want to upset the apple cart
because they
want their apples, you know, and if other people get hurt, as long as it's not them or anybody they're personally contacted with,
different kind of
it's okay for them. They could sort of look the other way.
But how do you like them apples?
Now it seems
Goodwill Hunting line.
Now it seems to be very popular, so now everybody can come out and go.
Oh, I'm sure that there are chicks coming out of the woodwork
now to say something, because if you said anything then poof, you're out, and then you know you're going back to work and it.
Yeah, but this is what we need. But this is what we need to teach women. This is the teachable moment.
Sure.
You need to stand up for yourselves.
Did you hear Schwarzenegger the other day?
Well, what did
he say? Exactly. See, when we say that, when we say that, we're automatically labeled as misogynistic assholes.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not being a misogynistic asshole. I know when I'm being a misogynistic asshole, and this time I'm not. I'm making the valid point that if a woman feels that they are being harassed, abused, or whatever. Whatever the case may be, if a man's not taking no for a fucking answer, knee him in the dick and walk away.
Which
we will
used
fall
to
down.
Be common practice.
We're simple creatures. We will fall down and go boom. Okay? We are assholes.
Knowing how Hollywood is, like, I'm not gonna be surprised if you have that select number of actresses who will literally do anything for money.
Right.
Well, that's the other difference. I agree. I agree.
And they're sitting there crying, and then they sit there, and then, like, you know so-and-so happens to them. And then years on down the line, they're writing books, and they're having interviews on Good Morning America.
Hey.
When from Jump Street, that was your plan for the first place.
I think I said it the other day when Whoopi Goldberg fucking agreed with me that if Whoopi Goldberg's agreeing with you, then we probably have some ground in middle America that we can talk about this. She said point blank, if you took money from Harvey Weinstein, then or you took money from anybody, you took hush money. That's what the exact definition of the fucking shit is. Take the money and hush. And that's what some of these broads did. Now, look, I'm not saying yet again that Harvey Weinstein's not a dick. I'm not saying that Harvey Weinstein doesn't deserve to fucking get thrown in a prison and live his life in a corner somewhere for sexually assaulting women. In general, men are fucking scumbags. Come on, gentlemen. We know this. Let's be fucking honest with ourselves. Come on. We hoot and holler at any bag of tits that walks by us every chance we
get. That's in our nature.
I know.
In our nature to do that.
And look, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that we're assholes. It's what we do.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what separates us from the animals.
No, that's what makes us fucking animals,
Joe. Oh, that's right. I know that somewhere.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You see, we are fucking animals.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That we're treating these women like shit. But on the other side, the women need to stand up. And they need to fucking put us in our place. Don't let him. Don't let him force himself on you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Grab his fucking dick.
Yeah.
Punch him in the fucking kneecap.
Bite him.
Yeah. Put his dick in your mouth and rip it off with your teeth. That'll learn him.
Yeah,
dude, that'll fucking learn him.
Just take it to the cops and say, "Look what I got."
Yeah, if you're hearing chicks
are
biting
him, you're really gonna take that. That in your mouth and rip it off,
dude. If you're hearing that women listen, only yet
God
again.
God forbid the amount of STDs Harvey Weinstein has.
Marcus, literally, all it has to be is a couple of times. Because if you start hearing that dicks are being ripped off by women in their mouths, you're gonna stop fucking around with women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, women spend a lot of money going to the nail salon and getting their nails done.
Yeah.
Three nails right across from the ear to the cheek, across the cheek to the nose, and then you can go to the cops and go, "Well, he tried to rape me. Here's his DNA.
Exactly.
And scrape it out from under the nails."
Fuck that. Fuck the rape kit. Take your thumbs. Take your thumbs and jab him in his fucking eye, Bill. Jab. Push his fucking eyeballs in if he's trying to rape you. No woman should fucking be assaulted. That's number one. Let's be fucking honest.
I know a few.
Yeah.
And one more thing before I go. I need to, need to have a little powwow with Joe.
Oh, what did I do?
Here we go.
So, Joe.
Yes.
My friend.
Yes. I'm listening.
Why is your president lying?
It's a Trump.
Hold on, Joe. Let him get it out.
Lying.
Okay.
Why is he lying?
Okay.
About what he said on a condolence call. Why is your president?
No, you get your facts right. He didn't deny he said that. He's denying the context in which they took it in. And that was
really.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said. He meant it to say, in a sense, because he made the statement. He meant it to say, the guy is a hero because he knew there was danger there, and he knew what he was going into. He's a brave man.
Do you think
it's like the cop? You want to take something and take it anywhere you want to take it.
One at a fucking time.
No, you want to take something and take it anywhere you want to take it. I can't change your mind. That's what you're going to take it at. But the truth of the matter is, he's making a condolence call. You think he honestly wants to insult that woman? He's telling her son is a brave man when he's talking about. It's like the cops don't run away from danger. They run towards danger.
Right.
And that's exactly what this guy does. He didn't run away from danger. He was there. He knew what he was going into.
All right.
You guys got to be either fucking morons
that
you hate Trump
so much
that everything he says, no, it annoys me.
Joe, you made your fucking point, though. Let him make his fucking
point. He has no point. The only point is at the top of his head. That's the only point he's
got. No, he's got a very round head. I've seen
it. Let me tell you something. These people take anything Trump says and twist it any way they want. I could do that to you. I could do that to you, Marcus.
Are you saying these people as in black bisexuals?
Anybody. I'm talking about liberals. Obviously, you're a liberal, right, Marcus?
A non-Trump supporter.
You guys hate Trump no matter what. So no matter what this guy does, this guy is actually going to drag this country kicking and screaming into the 21st century. Things have never been better since he's president.
Joe, you're rambling.
I'm telling the truth.
I know, but you're rambling. We get it. You like Trump.
Hey, he brought it up.
Yeah, we got it.
You brought it up. You got to listen
to it. In a fucking conversation, both sides have to fucking talk, Joe.
I don't want him to talk.
Are you done fucking rambling? All right, Marcus, what are you guys?
Say what you got to say. Say the bullshit lie that you're going to say now. You're talking about my president lying.
Holy fuck, he's still
going.
Say
the bullshit lie that you're going to say now. You motherfucker, you.
Joe, shut the fuck up!
I like Marcus, you know that.
I know, but you don't... Shut up, Joe.
I totally lost my train of thought after that.
You ignorant slut, you.
I get that you both love each other. That's not the fucking point. It's a conversation. You shut the fuck up. Now, Marcus, now you talk.
I totally had lost my train of thought because of him. Fucking ass.
The only train you got is the BMT, and you better get off soon, son.
The BMT? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
So, okay, all I'm saying is, do you think a veteran wife wants to hear that's what he signed up for?
You know,
when his husband,
you're a fucking moron.
You're just like every question. No, you're a fucking moron.
I'm going to tell you why you're a fucking moron. You're a fucking moron because if you believe the president got on that phone to insult that lady and to insult that husband, because that's the bottom line. You honestly think he called up to say, "Hey, your husband's a jerk," you know? What a fucking idiot he wants to go to. He went up there to make her feel better. You know, you can't insult somebody unless they want to be insulted. And that lady was all set up by the Texas hat lady there, whatever the fuck she is. That clown, that fucking empty barrel that she is.
I know who he's talking
about. I care about your health, and I must ask you to calm down.
Well, anybody got some nitro?
I'm telling you some truth. If you don't want to listen, you don't want to listen. If you want to keep listening to all those New York liberals that you hang around with, that's your problem. If you ain't got the eyes to fucking see, what's real in this fucking world, that's your problem. I can't change you, and God help you. The only thing I got to say is you're going to benefit from what Trump does just as much as we are.
Are you okay, Joe?
He's calming down a little bit. We sprayed him with holy water.
Calm down, Joe.
So, I need a young priest and an old priest.
I love you, though. You son of a bitch. You fucking.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to look out for your health because you.
What Thanksgiving's going to be like. Just want you to point out.
Like you were really reaching a level of.
I think he really wants to kill me. He brings the subject up and he knows I'm volatile on this.
No, he doesn't, want you to fucking die when you're trying to explain this.
Have to get me.
Because that's all I need on my conscience. Uh-huh. Hey, so how'd the show go? Well, Joe passed out.
Well, I haven't had Jerry.
He had a fucking heart attack. He was fighting with a bisexual black man.
Yeah, Jerry hasn't called in a while.
Jerry's supposed to call in. He wrote me today, said he was going to call in.
Oh,
so you can have round two with Jerry.
I literally barely got a word out because of Joe.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't get a word out because I was trying to look after my man's health for crying out loud.
I know.
Well, thank you for your concern.
Marcus, hold on a second.
What?
Yeah.
I got this one from Marcus. Fuck you, Joe.
There you go.
We literally had to wait for that.
He can't say that at work. So
we had to wait for Rosie the Robot to say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a mouth. You say, fuck you. Jesus. Listen, I'm going to piss off Marcus a little bit. I kind of agree with Joe. Hold the fuck on. Hold on to your testicles, boys. I kind of agree with Joe. Now, let me tell you why. Because I don't think... Now, Joe, shut up while I talk, because I can already feel you going. I can already feel the hot breath on my neck.
Excrement.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The reason why I agree with Joe is because that I believe that Trump obviously didn't go out of his way to go like, nanny, nanny, poo-poo, you got a dead husband. Nah. He didn't do that.
Give me a break,
He didn't go out of his way to do that. Now, did he say the line? Absolutely. Did he admit to saying the line? Absolutely. So did that guy that, the fucking general or whoever the fuck, whatever that guy's name was, who came out and said, yeah, that's what he said, and he meant it this way. And I do agree with Joe that we all need to grow up.
Get real.
I had to put that. We all need to grow up.
Jesus.
Okay? He's our president. We don't have to like it. I'm not a giant fan, but he's our president. Can we move the fuck on?
Is that the biggest thing you got against him? Go fuck a duck, will you please?
Go fuck a duck. Oh my God, the language.
But Eddie, I can deal with that because I like you.
I know. I like you like me in a like me kind of way.
Eddie said he needs a massage.
Assuming if you're open next Saturday, then.
Hey! That's the best offer I've got.
10 seconds of sex.
I'm just saying. If you want to suck my dick, Marcus, it's okay. I'll let it happen.
Let's get real.
I'm just saying.
I'll consider it. but I'm not going to do it unless I fuck Carla first.
Oh, that's true. You should. Well, how about we do it? We double team. You fuck Carla, and then I'll somehow, maybe the both of you can suck my dick while you're fucking each other.
Stand and deliver.
See?
Let me get to work, and Joe, just calm down and just go fuck yourself, sir.
Where do you work, Marcus?
I work at the airport.
Oh, okay, so we're actually committing a federal crime right now.
Yeah, they don't think you're a terrorist?
Not really, no.
So he's constantly surrounded by assholes.
How many assholes I got working on this ship? Oi! Yeah. I think that number one... I think the lady with the fucking hat, which I know Joe, she dresses like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Give me a break. What a clown.
That broad, first off, here's the reason why I got to agree with Joe, too. There's a second part to this little problem with me agreeing with Joe, because I do. This chick who dresses like, look at me, attention whore, is calling Donald Trump an attention whore.
Give me a break.
Well, that's black women.
Well, but she ain't going to fucking church, motherfucker. She's, you know what I mean? Like, she's not going to Sunday service where she's got to go goddamn have macaroni and cheese in a church basement.
I mean, black women have weaves on top of weaves.
Dude, I've seen some sexy-ass black women that would not wear, this fucking woman wears a rhinestone cowboy hat. This woman, literally, if you put a light on her, would give Trish a seizure. That's how many fucking rhinestones are on this fucking thing.
It's like Tex Ritter.
If we spun her around, we get people with roller skate around her. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. This woman did come out of her way to fucking... She doesn't like Trump. We get it.
Oh, it was ambush.
I understand. The ambush, like she's fucking in Vietnam and she's sprung out of a tiger trap.
She's sitting in right next to the lady with the tape recorder. What the fuck are you talking about?
She didn't tape the conversation. She overheard the conversation. It was on a speakerphone. Look, I get all that, Joe. But see, I'm going to have a reasonable conversation. I'm like, I don't buy the fucking liberals. Unlike you. What I'm saying is that this...
Let the adults have the conversation.
Let the adults have the floor, Joe.
Fuck you all.
Later. Jesus. Don't make Marcus jealous. What I'm saying, though, is that this broad went out of her way. I'm not going to disagree with Joe on that. She went out of her fucking way to make Trump look even stupider than he does look all by himself. He doesn't need help half the time. Joe, you have to admit, sometimes he says dumb shit.
No, the only thing I'll give you is
you won't absolutely admit it. You won't admit that he says dumb shit.
No, I am.
Good. Okay, good.
Goddamn Trump voters.
Not only does he,
I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary, and she fucking
lost. Not you. I mean Joe.
No, I mean Joe. I'm agreeing with you that as far as because he talks like we talk.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He's not a politically correct guy. That's just where it's at.
When we're being politically incorrect, we're doing it somewhat for entertainment, and that's, but him, he's doing it because he really fucking means it.
But Marcus, he's entertaining himself.
Yeah.
You don't think that he laughs when he goes like crooked Hillary and he comes up with little nicknames for everybody?
And where did he get his schooling? He's an entertainer, for Christ's sake. He had a hit television show. Where you been for 5 years? He had a hit television show for 5 years.
I think you're using the term entertainer a bit loosely, sir.
Wow. Let me entertain you.
He definitely knows how to get across to the media. He knows how to break their chops. He knows how to get his name in the papers. And he probably, that's how he got elected.
Oh, no. He's definitely P.T. Barnuming everything.
This is
what happens when you elect P.T. Barnum the head of state.
You watch any of his speech.
But I wish he had one-tenth of what Obama had.
It wasn't like Billy was talking, Joe, you rude fuck.
Well, why don't you shut the fuck up while I'm talking?
Joe was trying to talk.
That's right. This is my conversation. You want to bring up Trump? It's my conversation.
Okay, that was a great line. That was a great fucking line. Why don't you shut the fuck up when I'm talking? Jesus. You asshole.
Oh,
that was a great line. I gotta admit, that was a great fucking line.
Goodbye.
No, Obama's a great speaker. I love to listen to him talk. He's like Martin Luther King. What a great speaker these people are. I wish Trump could speak like that, but he doesn't. He speaks like an asshole. He always spoke like an asshole.
But if he did, he wouldn't have got the votes he got.
No, he won on running. He ran his mouth, and that's how he won.
On communicating with people just like him. In a matter of
speech. Yeah, redneck.
Shit-kicking hicks,
To an extent, you're right.
I don't like that former president because he was a darkie. I don't like him. I should vote for this. I ain't going to vote for this bitch because she's got vaginas.
Oh, did you hear the
and
latest?
And ovaries.
Did you hear the latest? I think it was the subject too much. But George W. Bush, the old man.
Yeah, supposedly touched women too.
Yeah. He grabbed the lady with from the wheelchair. He grabbed ass.
You want to change my colostomy bag?
He's going to die.
They're all crazy.
He's
going to
die anyway.
They're all crazy.
Hey, if he dies, I get another block on the Deadpool. So.
Marcus, you have to realize one thing. We live in an insane world. The world is fucking insane. We're just passing.
It's insane because it's insane. You voted for a fucking madman.
Hold on. It was insane before that.
No. Don't blame him. He's just part of the insanity.
We cannot blame everything on Trump. We can blame a lot of shit on Trump.
I blame him for the Bay of Pigs.
And then today I see him.
Fuck that.
Crooked Hillary's on television today going, "It wasn't me. It was the Russians. It was the FBI. It was my husband. It was everybody but me. I was the best candidate. I don't know how we won." She probably had a heart attack on the fucking
It was the guy from Staten Island.
Everybody was against me.
It wasn't me. It was the one armed man.
I should have won. Am I not the president now? Oh, my God. I guess I am.
All right, look. We got to get the fuck to go to break, or Danny said he's going to jump over this table and choke Joe.
Bye-bye, Marcus. I love you.
I love you too, you fucking piece of fucking old shit, you fuck.
Hasta la vista. Give me kiss.
No, he's already off the phone.
Give me kisses.
Give me kisses. Give me kisses. I love you. Don't fucking talk when I'm fucking talking.
I don't fucking know what to do.
Go back to work.
Oh, guys, like when Joe was in the home. Okay. Do you remember that? That was outstanding.
Shady Pines, Joe.
Shady Pines, Joe.
That's
Shady Pines.
Going. Alexa, how are you?
Alexa. How are you? Nope, not working. Oh, man, this show sucks.
How do you get the shit?
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
That's not Alexa. Shut the fuck up. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Danny's going to fucking climb under the table and fix Alexa. Maybe he'll look under her skirt, whatever.
I don't know.
718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these non-Alexa words. Yeah, come on, Danny. You have to hit the button, Danny, or it doesn't work, Danny. I like to have a show, Danny.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real,
She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah, sexy music, because I'm talking about sexy things. Over 200 stars from the adult entertainment world beyond, scheduled to appear at the nation's largest event dedicated to love and sex, November 3rd to the 5th at the New Jersey Expo Center. It is, of course, the Exotica. Yes, we are going, Joe. Joe is like screaming out. He loves it. The Exotica Expo. That's what you got to do. For more information, go to exoticaexpo.com. That's Exotica with three X's. So E-X-X-X-O-T-I-C-A Expo.com. The nation's largest event dedicated for love and sex. Scheduled to appear, by the way, just to name a few, Jenna Hayes, Tara Patrick, Ron Jeremy, Katie Morgan, Bree Olsen, Evan Stone, Nina Hartley, Tori Black, Alexis Texas, just to throw out a few. For more information and daily updates, please go to exotica.com, or for more information on the stars that are going to appear, go to nj.exoticaexpo.com/category/stars for further details. It's the Exotica Expo, November 3rd to the 5th in Edison, New Jersey. Check it out, because me and Joe will be there, bitches. That's right, me and Joe with you at Exotica. For more information, go to exoticaexpo.com. Yeah, baby. Shake those titties just for me a little bit.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Kendall Jenner recently purchased Charlie Sheen's infamous Beverly Hills bachelor pad for a whopping $8.5 million. The use of mirrors will often make a room look bigger. Unfortunately, with Charlie's partying habits, that's a trick that only works when those mirrors are on the wall. Justin Bieber's security team detained a trespasser who came onto the property for the third time in just 1 week. However, spotted drinking alone at a gay bar a couple of years back, that trespasser couldn't be the mailman, as clearly the bills at Bieber's house don't come in envelopes. Two cast members from the midget reality show Little Women Dallas released a rap music video for their song Poppin' Bottles. I'm guessing those bottles they were popping were pint size. I just meant that they were only 16 ounces. Or did I? And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. That dress so scandalous.
Fong song.
So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with the look in your eyes
so scandalous. Come on.
You like to dance on the
hip-hop spot.
You cruise
to the cruise to connect the dots.
Not just urban, she liked the pop.
And living la vida loca.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show live right here on, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Mike Calda hanging out with us on the Facebook Live Suite. Keith in there. Corey's in there. Giggles hanging out. Yelling that she can't hear the Alexa, which, shockingly enough, didn't work. So hopefully we'll have that by next week. We also have a huge guest next week on the program.
How huge is it?
It's pretty fucking huge. Jackie the Joke Man Martling going to be on the show next week talking about his brand new book. Yeah, so we got that going on. It's a pretty big show next week.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. We had him on once before.
Yes, I think we even have a liner for him, Danny. Didn't we have a liner with Jackie?
We had one. We had two of them.
Don't we have a really long one where it's X-rated when he's like banging his dick
something like that,
on a urinal? It's pretty funny.
If I remember, I'll use it next week.
Yeah, why don't you use it next week? Here's an idea. Write down a fucking note.
How about that, Danny?
You have two things. You got to fix the Alexa, and you got to fucking get the Jackie liner out for us. He's going to be talking about his new book, so we'll talk to him next week. It's the last half hour of the program. The World Series, by the way, starting up behind us here.
Yeah.
No, at least the pregame show, whatever.
It's like
well, it's the same shit, Billy. It's the same. If you're watching, if you're actually going to sit and watch the World Series, then you're sitting there watching the pre-show as if, you know, this is your thing. This is what you do.
No.
Baseball, by the way, yeah, last night's game was only 2.5 hours long or something.
Right.
It's like the shortest goddamn game ever.
Well, that's what
if they all could be, then we're good, Billy.
That's what happens when you have good pitching going against each other.
Why is Billy so fucking low?
It goes really quick.
It's like Billy, is it me or does like Billy whisper when he's on the air?
I don't know.
Whispering.
Like you, but you, is the mic even near your face?
It's right there.
There you go. But you're not, but I think you talk so low. He's like, hey.
He's very sexy.
He's like, hey, I'm literally on the radio, but I talk like this.
Yeah.
He's very sexy. He's a sexy man.
But see, you have to be, you do have to be kind of loud and boisterous, gentlemen.
He likes to fucking, whisper sweet nothings in people's ears.
I almost called the Google instead of giggles.
Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google. Hey. Maybe we should get one of those. Maybe we should get a hey, Google instead of a dot.
That's totally inappropriate. It's lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous.
Outrageous. So, yeah, by the way, Robert Guillaume died as well.
Yeah, Benson.
So we have Fats Domino, Robert Guillaume. Neither were on our list on the Deadpool bingo.
I know.
However, Joe just brought up George Herbert Walker Bush.
He's going.
And if he fucking, if he's not done touching women. Yeah. Now, is the art? Can somebody find me? Is this the? Well, I would ask Alexa, but she's a twat.
He touched the coolie.
No, wait. But did he touch it now? Or did he touch it when he was in the White House? Was he president? Was he vice president? Explain this.
It was 3 years ago. He was in the wheelchair. He was right next to his wife. He's a little fucking senile on the head.
So they're going to blame that. That's all they're
going to say. And his wife looks at him like and makes like an expression like...
Wait, so there was video of it?
Yeah. From what I, well, not that I saw the video they're saying, but it was obvious.
So how do you know the wife went...
That was in the article. You know, when he grabbed the girl's ass, she looked over at his wife, and the wife went,
I'm begging someone to find this article for me.
I wonder how they spelled that.
Okay.
Yeah.
An AMC actress claims that former President George H.W. Bush...
The old man!
Herbert Walker!
Groped her from his wheelchair during his screening.
Okay.
Yeah. Heather Lind, L-I-N-D, who starred in Turn... Washington Spies detailed their accusations in a lengthy and since deleted Instagram post Tuesday when she said she was disturbed after seeing a photo of President Obama with the 41st president.
And so 41 was having a little fun.
I found it disturbing because I recognize the respect of ex-presidents are given for having served, and I feel pride and reverence towards many of the
Danny,
men
move
in the
a little
photo.
Bit towards the mic. That'd be great.
But I can't because it blocks.
Well, I don't give a shit. We need to hear you.
But when I get the chance to meet George H.W. Bush 4 years ago to promote a historical television show I was working on, he sexually assaulted me while I was posing for a similar photo. She wrote. He didn't shake my hand.
He shook my ass.
He touched me from behind from his wheelchair with his wife Barbara.
Hello. You know, he didn't shake my ass.
With his wife Barbara Bush by his side.
I got a bush in an ass. What do you got?
He told me a dirty joke, and then all while being photographed. Touch me again. Barbara rolled her eyes as if to say not again. His security guard told me I shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo.
Yeah, don't stand next to him.
And apparently has apologized for his attempt at humor.
Oh, please.
That's what it's quoted.
Wait, when did he apologize? Now?
Apparently.
When he's senile and shit, he apologized.
Right.
Tell the lady I said, okay.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch a coolie.
Let me tell you something. I'm 93 in a wheelchair.
I'm grabbing every fucking pussy and ass I can.
Hello, honey.
I'm 93. And, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
You want a bite of my fudgicle?
I'm confined to a wheelchair because my dick probably doesn't work. My legs are shit.
Would you like a wall?
I am no offense to look. I'll tell you right now, ladies, you can throw me in jail. I don't give a shit. I'm 93 at that point, but I'm gonna be grabbing ass. If you put your ass in my arm's reach,
that's it.
And I start having a flashback to when I was in produce and I'm fucking grabbing melons.
You tell them,
I'm sorry. Let me apologize now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But that's one thing a lot
For
of nurses.
For Christ's sake.
Nurses do complain about like the quote-unquote dirty old men are always
my God.
Out and touching.
It's a right.
Not a right.
It is.
Not a right,
it's
fucking Joe Weinstein.
No, it's written down somewhere.
No, it's not written. It's written down in your fucking diary.
Yeah, when you get to be like 80 years old, you can do anything you want.
Today
like,
she let me touch it.
That's
no,
right.
Joe.
Yeah.
It's not in the HIPAA.
It's not a right.
Women to like go, okay, you're old, touch me.
Yeah.
You did not earn it. Just because you're fucking old does not give you the right to do it.
Sure it does.
I'm just acknowledging the fact that if I was 90-something years old and confined to a wheelchair, that I would fucking probably grab some ass.
Absolutely.
Although Larry Flint, who is fucking confined to a wheelchair since I don't know God knows when, only would grab some fucking cooter and some ass when he asked. He was polite about it.
Yeah.
He didn't just fucking go, I was the president once.
Would you like $50,000? Come over here.
Want a tour of the oral office? Come on, ladies.
Yeah.
Line up and let me grab your ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed just because you're the fucking ex-president of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's in the Constitution.
It's not in the Constitution. It's not even an amendment. What was it, right after the blacks are three-fifths of a fucking white?
Like
by the
that,
way, if you're 90, you can grab an ass.
Yeah.
But only if you were president.
Yeah.
No! That is wrong.
All...
That is not an actual fact. Joe, you're spreading fake news.
No,
that was written on the sheets
It's an amendment.
That he was banging the prostitutes on. That they kept sending him, so when he was writing it, he could relax.
Bill Clinton
and
had to put it into the Constitution.
They also said, Joe, all men are created equal. Have you seen me naked?
I know,
not fucking
it's
true.
It's true.
It's not fucking true. Giggles, by the way, saying he doesn't whisper anything into my ear. You deserve a kick in the fucking, what is it?
Dentures.
In the dentures. Absolutely.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. At least Giggles is going to fight back.
Oh,
when a man touches you in a way that you don't like, and he's
right
not your
dentures.
Husband, and he's not a boyfriend, you know what I mean? He's not fucking around. Like, he's just going, hey, look, tits. Kick him in the cunt. All right? And when I say kick him in a cunt, I mean kick him in his cock until it becomes a cunt. That's what I mean. Fight back, ladies.
Is that why you're wearing sunglasses to cover your two black eyes?
I have two black eyes because I told the woman I didn't understand the word no twice. She kicked my ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Nothing good will come of this.
Nothing good will come of this.
No.
All right? If you are a woman
and
a man touches you in a way you do not like, kick him until... his feet hurt. Do you understand what I'm saying? Make sure that you kick him so hard up his asshole that when he has to brush his teeth, he has to move your laces out of the way. That's what I mean.
That'd be cool.
Laces out.
Laces out there. Fucking Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Why doesn't anyone understand this? I'm just saying, you have to fight back, ladies.
I don't understand sometimes, though, like... You know,
what?
Touching,
what don't you understand? Many things.
Well,
what don't you understand?
Well, you know, touching private parts is pleasurable. You know,
we got that. Thank you.
Yes, not against your
will,
though.
It's invited.
It's still fucking illegal to do that.
I just want to know why nobody takes pleasure in it. You know,
what do you mean? No one. Hold on. What
Joe,
do you mean?
If somebody walked by you right now and like
and grabbed
your
condom,
nuts,
well, wait, he'd like that.
Yeah.
No, but all right.
He would. He's the wrong one to ask this question to, William.
All right, Joe, you're out with your wife.
And someone grabs your wife's tits.
No. Right,
walks up, what do you do?
That's walks different. Up behind her and just goes, hey, nice fun bags, and starts fondling away.
Oh, that's
be why rude. Do you have to be crude and call them fun bags, William?
That's
rude. Jesus. You're bringing this show into the gutter.
Yeah, like we haven't been there.
I would ask.
We never got out of it.
I would ask Alexa, but she's a cunt and quiet. What did Giggle say, Danny? What is she saying here?
She says you can do whatever the hell you want, but don't get mad when you get stabbed in your eyeball.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a vicious remark.
Notice why Willie can't blink anymore.
That's
all I'm saying.
My eyes that's haven't why closed not, in 7 years.
Now I understand why Billy won't move in.
Sleep with one eye open.
That's why they call him One Eye Willie, man.
One Eye Willie. He had
hey
gold
you
ones.
Guys.
Hey, yo, guys!
By the way, I watched that this weekend.
Goonies, definitely an awesome flick.
Good movie, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just all I'm saying is, can we have less women taking hush money and more women fighting back?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a fucking like? Is that okay? Can we promote that on this show?
I take the money. It's
fight
done already,
back.
You know.
Here's what I want every woman to do.
Yeah.
Go out and go rent the movie Enough.
Where?
Starring J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And watch her morph from a fucking woman who was getting touched and punched and everything else, and then she morphs into a fucking thoroughbred who kicks the shit. I don't want to give you the spoiler, but at the end, she kicks the fucking living shit out of her asshole abusive fucking ex-husband.
Yeah.
Okay, so, ladies, learn from that movie.
So you're going to do that instead of having a woman put on a white t-shirt, take a shower real quick with the shirt on, then go outside and do jumping jacks?
They can do both.
Okay. That would be nice.
Women fucking say they can do anything nowadays, William. If they want to fucking beat the shit out of their abuser and then go do a wet t-shirt contest within the same 10 minutes, yeah. I am not going to fucking tell them they're wrong.
They're doing calisthenics.
Yeah, but for me, it's a contest. For them, it's calisthenics.
Yeah.
Well, all right? That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is the fact that we need more women fighting back and less fucking women that want to fucking... And I hate to use the term fucking, don't be a victim. Don't be victims anymore. I also miss the part when women were told that they were fucking second class citizens.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with a lot of strong women who don't fucking act like this. Maybe it's another, like, you know how I don't understand racism? I don't understand women fucking not being treated as equal. I don't get it. Like, if you work a job and Billy works the exact same job, and Billy makes more money than you, then fucking sue the place you work. They have to pay you equally.
Have I
that's
been there
fucking,
longer?
That's a thing.
Have I
no,
been
no.
there longer?
If you work at the exact same shit, say you came in the same day, the same time, and the only thing that separates
right.
you is your fucking sexual organs,
we're
then that's
to
what
be
you're
equal.
Supposed to. But then fight back. Don't just sit there and fucking go, well, I guess this is my place in life. No. Get up, fight back, sue the fucking company, and probably get a couple of cool million out of it. And then go home and go to an island where you can fucking be with Eddie Murphy at the end of Trading Places. You know, you could be on the boat or you could be on the island.
Well, they have that island where Wonder Woman comes from, you know.
Fair Mascara is not a real place.
Sure?
I'm just saying. It's not a real fucking place.
Oh.
By the way, going into our Trump stuff yet again, I do have to bring this up. I do, because it's a fucking, to me, it's one of those things that makes me more enraged, and since I'm already flying off the handle about one thing, why not fly off the handle about this?
Yeah.
In Cortland Manor, New York, all right, if you look at this fucking, first look at this Halloween decorations at this guy's house, all right, it's got some scary masks, some headstones.
Sure.
There's the pumpkin, the standard pumpkin. It's got all the good stuff.
Did they blow it up yet?
No, they didn't blow it up yet. On the thing, on the lawn, wrapped with you know, caution tape around it, is a headstone that says D. Trump, burn in hell. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that, because that's your right. You have the right to do it.
Yeah, speaking of speech.
There's this chick over there, this Teresa Jagor. I can't find the audio of this. I can't even pronounce her fucking name. Guchardo Perry.
Ooh.
Who lives down the block. She's offended by this display, this Halloween display. Okay. More importantly, as a mother and neighbor and widow of a police officer who was killed in the line of duty.
Okay.
All right. So she says that many neighbors are upset. All right. Now, she doesn't know what else to do besides bitch and moan.
That's all you
now,
can do.
Really, that's all you can do is bitch and moan. But at the end of, this was on the news today before I left. The reason why I bring it up, and I wish to God we had the audio of this. All right? The guy, whose name is like Gabriel or something, just came from Ecuador. All right? He's only lived in this neighborhood for, now, he's an American citizen as far as I know. Only lived in this neighborhood for a couple of weeks, okay? Or maybe even months. Not much, okay?
So he didn't bake a cake and share it with the neighbors yet.
Wait, not even just that. At the end of the interview, she goes, if you're not going to act like a good American, and you're not going to act like a true American citizen, then go back to your own country.
I think he is acting like
that is by far the most racist shit to say after you're trying to make a point. Basically what you're saying is the dirty Ecuadorian did something you didn't like, and now you want him to move back to his country.
So now he's
what
a dirty
the fuck,
Ecuadorian
lady?
Because you just don't like him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So basically you don't like him.
Well, that's an immigration thing. Most of the immigrants don't, people who immigrated to this country don't like Trump because of his immigration
policies.
Fine.
And you have every right to do that.
Absolutely. Sure
you have every fucking right to say, fuck Trump, burn in hell, whatever. And there's also, by the way,
my relatives are still over there. Why don't they come here?
There's also, by the way, a fake body, like, wrapped in garbage bags that's supposed to represent Trump.
Yeah.
Like, the body is laying, that's what's inside the caution tape. So they didn't even bury him. They just, like, left him out.
So it kind of looks like a scene from Long Island that they keep pulling up every
week. Yeah,
MS-13. But this is more realistic, even though that shit's actually pulling up body parts.
Right.
However, the point is that this is to me, besides the racist shit that she was throwing out, this is the perfect definition of what is wrong with America. This is what's wrong with America.
It helped.
I don't like this. Take it down.
So nobody else can.
I don't like your show. Stop doing your show. I don't like this TV show. Stop. We can't watch it anymore. I don't like this play. Get it off the fucking stage. I don't like your. I don't like Danny wears a shirt with an American flag on it. I don't like that shirt, Danny. You can't wear that shirt no more. I don't like that the.
Exterminate!
I don't even know what that was. I don't like. But the NFL guys are kneeling and protesting. Get them off the fucking screen. I'm going to stop watching the NFL. Can we grow the fuck up?
Really?
Can we really say, so you're offended. Yet again, you're offended. Who the fuck cares that you're offended? It's a Halloween decoration. Get over it. Who the fuck gives a shit what you do? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you fucking are angry about it, you have the right to be angry. That's it. That's all you have. That's all you get. You don't get any more. You don't get any less. That's what you get. So shut the fuck up and take your lumps, quite frankly, because that's all you get. You don't get the fact that this guy has rights, too. And you also don't get. It's the same thing with the NFL thing that we said last week. They have the right to protest. And I personally do believe that they are disrespecting my flag. So I have the right to not like the way they protest. Am I going to stop them from? No. I have every right to fucking think one thing. Mm-hmm. And they have a right to think their thing.
Absolutely.
Right. That's how it works. That's how life fucking works.
Absolutely.
Just because you don't like it doesn't make it wrong. That's the thing.
You would think this, with all this social media.
No, that's the problem. There's too much social media.
Yeah.
You could easily make your protest and spread it worldwide with the push of a button.
You don't think this broad is doing that, Billy? She got on the fucking local news.
Right.
She got on the New York news. It's not even the local news. The news that will fucking transcend and be on other fucking things.
See, now,
tomorrow she can go to Walmart and buy a ton of bubble wrap and wrap herself in it.
So she can be safe?
And never ever leave her house.
They sell bubble wrap at Target?
I'm sure they would probably sell it there at Walmart.
I would think more at a UPS store if you were going. Like, if we're going to buy some bubble wrap, I would think that.
You could get it there, but staples. Pretty much Walmart has the market on everything. So you never have to leave your house.
That's right.
You could just live in your house, wrapped in bubble wrap.
You can have a ship to your house.
And nothing will ever happen to you. You'll never be
nothing
offended.
Nothing will ever hurt you again.
Yeah.
So you won't have to fucking go through life and hear things like...
The gays have the butt sack.
You won't have to worry about things like that. You won't need to hear things. You won't need to fucking hear about,
Nice tits.
You won't hear about nice tits.
Yeah.
You won't hear about, you know, other things
and
that...
I'd like to report a great set of tits.
You won't hear about things that offend you.
No, you won't have to listen to this show.
That's what I'm saying. I think personally that I have been held back on a lot of things because people just don't like me. Funny thing happened, by the way.
Oh.
One of my arch nemesis is the guy who fired me. I don't want to say his fucking name on my show right now.
The prick?
The guy who fired me for personal reasons at Goom Radio now works at
Z100. It's crapper time.
And I'll tell you right now, if I see the fucker in the hallway, I'm good. I don't work there. So just understand that. That's not a threat. I'm not threatening. I'm just telling you, I don't work there. Okay?
Give him a dirty look.
All right? If I go there to go visit other people who happen to work in that same building, and I cross eyes with you, my suggestion is to turn the fuck back around and go back into your fucking studio.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Exactly. I'm just saying, because when I found out that little tidbit the other day, and I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Are you shitting me? I got more talent in my fucking pinky. Are you shitting me, really?
Is that why you don't use it?
I use my pinky. How do you think I get the wedgies out?
Yeah.
Fucking, I only use these fingers? Fuck off, Bill. Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
Lots of things, but we have to go to fucking home. That's what's next.
Oh, where'd the show go?
The show goes by.
Oh. Goes by.
No, not God. Wait, did we call him God? Nick is asking if we called him God.
I don't know.
No, he wasn't God. Joe was God. No, that was on a different show. Who was God?
No. Yes, he's right.
We called him God?
Yeah. No, we didn't call him God. He referred to himself as
God. Oh, he referred to himself as God? Okay, so yes, Nick, you are correct. I've tried to block out everything about that experience. I really have, because it's one of those things. It's one of those things, by the way, that I've learned it now, because I've found a shrink. I'm hopefully going to be going soon. Oh. I found a shrink that takes my insurance, so it's going to be a thing now.
Are you going to talk about me?
I'll talk about you during. Oh my God. I got this old fuck on my show.
Oh, God.
You don't understand. He fights with the black fucking bisexuals.
I don't.
Oh, my God. You don't even understand. I'm going to say that. And I think it's good, because I think if they take your insurance, you don't have to pay for the hour.
That's right, yeah.
So that's a good plus. It'd be, you know, it's on them.
Don't forget
plus.
The tip.
You have to tip your strength?
Is she a female?
Do you? I looked for a female. I don't know if she's hot. Yeah. I think I'm going to gauge it on that. If I can find a fucking, like a prostitute that's also a stripper.
Wow, yeah.
That's also a shrink.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
So sweet.
Yeah, you find one, that they sit down, they fucking, not only do they fuck you, or at least give you a hand job.
At least they'll take a really good load off your mind.
Yeah. Or when you blow, I saw what you did there. They, if they blow you, cause you're talking, so they only have to listen. They don't really have to talk during it.
No.
And when she pulls her hand, you know, she pulls my cock out of her mouth, and she goes, so why do you think this problem is harassing you, Eddie? And then goes right back to fucking sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Something funny's going on here.
It's
about time. I'm getting sick of all the social commentary.
I would think that would be... by the way, Nick, not only did we call him God, February 3rd, 2011. You fucking psycho, Nick.
Fucking Nick.
You need therapy. I need therapy for my therapy, absolutely.
That's 2 weeks from now.
Well, I don't know. Well, no, I called. I'm trying to set it up. It'll be a new thing. We'll have Uncle Eddie goes to therapy, and then maybe I might change, and then we could talk about therapy on the show. That would be a thing.
You know, if Ham Radio ever becomes a subject on Jeopardy, Nick is going to wipe the floor with everybody.
Oh, he's fucking... February 3rd, 2011. I don't even remember 2011.
Oh, God.
I'll be damned if it is. Why is there a horse?
I don't know.
I remember it like it was a Tuesday night or a Thursday night.
Or a Wednesday night.
Or a Wednesday. Yeah. We've been on all the time.
Yeah.
We went for Tuesday, I think the Wednesdays, and then the Thursday.
And then we got fired.
It was Saturday night on
we were at Saturday first.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, November 11th is our anniversary. We probably should do something. That part I remember.
Is it really? Are we on the air that
November 11th is when we started.
Are we on the air?
At WNJZ.
WNJZ.
South Philadelphia.
No.
What?
What?
Who?
Who?
What happened?
When? No, Joe said it was.
This is us just killing time. Danny's just staring at the clock ready to hit the music, and we're all just looking at Danny because we don't know what to do. So now we're all so fucking talking. Exactly, Duckman. Let me see. What did he say? Shameless plug, by the way.
Of course it is.
What is that? Oh, you can actually... it's up on Podreel. If you click on the little icon, you can get there.
Quiet! I can't hear myself lie!
Thank you. Remember, free speech is never silence. So always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, make sure Alexa is plugged in the right way so she can tell you how to fuck the chicken on the air. Alright? Until next time, for Alexa, for everybody else here, I say AMF, my friends, and you know what that means. Adios, motherfucker! Hey, Danny, tell him where to go, motherfucker. Do something with your life. Make it happen right about now.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.